Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today we're going to talk about how staying overweight is unacceptable. Now, I want to stay right out the gate. I'm not trying to make you feel bad if you are currently overweight. I've had times in my life where I was very unproud of my physique, but I want you to know that if you struggle with a poor self-image, you're not alone. In fact, when it comes down to it, your body is only one of the four pillars upon which your life is built. Those four pillars are your body, your mind, your soul, and your heart. And these four are connected. And the one that's most often neglected is the body. And now I'm not gonna sit here and say that, oh, that one jacked guy in the gym who's probably on Tren or Anavar or whatever, he's not healthy. He looks in good shape, but looks are deceiving. You need to have that holistic health to really care for your body. Because make no mistake about it, your good physique, you're taking care, eating right, exercising, that is good for your mind and your soul, which then goes into your heart, your emotions. These all four of these pillars, if one goes, then the entire structure is compromised because it will affect the other three. And so I'm not trying to tell you if you're overweight, you're a bad person. That's just not true. But what I am saying is this, it shows a lack of discipline and it shows a lack of self-love. When was the last time you saw someone who really loved themselves? And not like the fake love of, I'm trying to convince myself I love myself. No, I'm talking about, when's the last time you saw somebody who genuinely cared about themselves, their future, who's really out of shape, who is really, you know, pudgy and bloated and unhappy and whatnot? Now, again, that doesn't make you a bad person. It just shows that there is something that's not right. A lot of people have things they want in their life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a professional aspiration, whether it's they just want to lead a happy life. Those three things are just three examples I came up with off the top of my head, and I'm sure that you have one in particular that's important to your life. It's hard to achieve what you want in this life if you do not have a robust body, a sound mind, a strong spirit, and a heart that's not easily broken. It's very hard, and it doesn't take one good day for all those to be repaired. But I encourage you that if you want to become the best version of yourself, if you want to have the most meaningful relationships in your life, if you want to have a very successful career, if you want people to look up to you and respect you, then you need to respect yourself, and you need to not just say it, but you need to act it out. You need to live, you need to walk the walk and talk the talk. Anybody can talk, but it takes someone special to walk that walk and to have the courage, not just use hot air, but to use holistic healthcare on themselves and to go out there and to do something. My friends, I'll be honest with you. I'm not someone who does everything right all the time. I wish I was. I'll tell you that right now. I wish I always did the right thing, but you know what? I still have a drink every once in a while. I still smoke a cigar sometimes with my friends to celebrate an occasion. But it's very important that you take your nutrition seriously. If you don't take vitamins, take vitamins. Come on, man. It is important that when we're young, we don't waste our youth, and when we're old, we preserve what we still have. Because your body is something that naturally gets weaker over time. And I encourage you to not take your current good health for granted if you have it. If you don't have good health right now, you know what I'm talking about. When taking something for granted, you only realize it when you no longer have it. You ever been really sick, even with a cold or the flu, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get better. I can't take this anymore. Yeah, because we take those things for granted. My friends, I'm not saying you need to go to the gym and be Arnold Schwarzenegger. What I'm saying is, don't be afraid to really take your health seriously. If it's just doing calisthenics, then start with calisthenics. If you really want to take your health seriously, then go to the gym. Go to the gym. Get a personal trainer if you can afford it. Get a health plan. if you want, I wouldn't go on performance-enhancing drugs because a lot of them are illegal and I don't want you to break the law. What I'm saying is whatever you do, I would encourage you to do it with doctors present, with people monitoring, with your own accountability in the system. Because staying fat and overweight shows that there's a lack of good self-image. That you're not fully taking care of yourself and you're letting yourself go. And if you let yourself go physically, mentally, you're going to start to get a little weaker. You're not going to get all the stuff done you want to get done or maybe should do. Spiritually, maybe you might neglect yourself a little bit. You might be a little emotionally vulnerable or erotic and not erotic, like erratic and all over the place, and it's not going to help you. And before you know it, your life's falling apart and you're like, I can't believe it! How did this happen? Well, let's go back. Little things add up to big cosmic shifts in your life. And my friends, part of the reason I do this show is not because I want to pretend like I'm holier than you. I have been through tough parts of my life where I was really down bad and I was drinking more than I should drink. I was not eating what I should be eating. And I look back on those days versus now where I'm very careful with what I consume. I have a very good schedule of what I want to consume and what's good for my skin, what's good for my brain health, what's good for my muscles, what's good for the cartilage in my bones and with between my tendons. I take care of myself because you only have one life, according to what I know. And so it's important that you don't waste it. You don't take it for granted. You make sure that you take care of your body so that you can then take care of other people. I see people who want to take care of others, but that they don't even take care of themselves. And it shows, by the way. If you want people to come to you and say, how'd you do it? Why do you look so good? How do you always seem to keep winning? How do you do it? That's what you want people to do. It's different when you're telling people what to do and they're not listening. It's another when you are winning and you're on top and you can't seem to lose, but people are going to come back around and they're going to say, dude, or girl, how'd you do it? See? You see how that dynamic shift is different? I encourage you not to just look good in the gym, but to really take care of yourself so that you can feel the best, look the best, and by extension, give yourself the best leg forward. Because you have all the wealth in the world, but if you don't have good health, you're going to spend your wealth on trying to improve your health. My friends, this was just more of a friendly reminder because this is as much for me as it is for you. I don't want you to think that, oh, you know, just take care of yourself and everything will work out. No, it's the first step into bettering yourself. It's the first step forward that could really change your life forever. But the only way to do that is for you to take charge. For you to say, I'm done being the way I am right now and I want to be better. My friends, if you have any tips or whatnot that's worked for you, you can leave it in the comment section. You can leave it on my Twitter page at SheepGetSheared. You can go over there and leave your advice because I guarantee you someone else will benefit from what you say. Because at the end of the day, it's all about thinking, sharing ideas, sharing experiences so that both you can feel heard and that someone else might benefit from it. That's what I hope to do with this show. My friends, this was a little bit of a shorter show today, but I wanted to give you some food for thought, maybe some motivation and inspiration that you were lacking that you needed to hear today. You need to get back in the gym. You need to take care of yourself because you only have one life. So why would you waste it? Why would you neglect it? I don't want you to do that. My friends, question everything I told you today, that maybe you read online concerning these topics. It's important to really know yourself, your limits, and to understand what it is you want so that you can get what it is you're desiring. My friends, take care of yourself, and in the pursuit to be the best version of yourself, never accept anything less than you want, and always be prepared to sacrifice what you have to get what you want. I'm out. Peace.